Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the program here tonight with you in the studio. It's Ian and Aria. We're doing a bit of a deep dive into El Salvador and what's going to happen starting tomorrow when Bitcoin will become one of two legal tenders, meaning in most cases, a legal tender is a form of money that the government acknowledges as official. Like, you can use this to pay taxes. You can use this to pay debts. El Salvador's law goes further than most government legal tender laws, which is to say that it mandates businesses accept Bitcoin. However, because there was a lot of outrage about this, the president quickly backpedaled and said, oh, no, you don't have to. It's okay. It's not a mandate. Even though it says it's a mandate, it's not a mandate. You don't have to accept it. And ultimately, that's the way it ought to be. If there is going to be a government approval of using Bitcoin, it shouldn't be a mandate.
No, it should be voluntary. It should just be them saying, okay, yes, you're allowed to do this. But they shouldn't even be do that because that should be the default.
Indeed, but that's not usually the way governments work. They feel like they have to approve everything that's okay. And so here we have the very first political jurisdiction on the planet acknowledging Bitcoin as something that people can use to transact. And
it's exciting.
That's historic. Well, you know, how it's all going to shake out, because as we've touched on earlier, it's not really Bitcoin that they're going to be officially anointing. Now, you will be able to use Bitcoin legally in El Salvador, but the government of El Salvador is anointing a company out of the United States called Strike, which is a Bitcoin Lightning payments system, which is a confusing system that they've been trying to build out and launch for the last half a decade now. And it's always 18 months away. Oh, yeah, it's coming. 18 months.
It's a confusing mess.
Yeah, it's a mess. It doesn't work a lot of the time. It fails a lot of the time. This is according to people who...
And it's a trust-based system, which is the whole point of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is for them to be trustless.
Right, and it is a centralized system, meaning that if you want to have a Strike wallet, you have to give Strike your information. You have to give the government of El Salvador your information in order to open up what their official wallet called Chivo, which means cool in slang in El Salvador. So there's a lot of serious concerns about this. And from the perspective of a – and we're not what you would call Bitcoin maximalists, you and I are. We're people that believe in cryptocurrency on a wider perspective. Yes, Bitcoin did start it all.
Well, it's not just cryptocurrency. I mean, we're advocates of personal control of financial freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. And crypto is a aspect of that. It's an important aspect of that. So what you've got is a situation where Bitcoin is being focused on. That's the one that people are being pushed to use. They're being incentivized to use it by being given $30 worth of free Bitcoin if they sign up for the government app. What's that sign-up process going to be like? How invasive is it going to be? How well is this company going to be able to make this work? Because, again, it's centralized. So if Strike servers go down, what happens then?
And didn't we, when they first started talking about this a few months ago, didn't it turn out that their servers weren't, like, ready for this?
How could they be? I mean, if indeed everyone was forced to come on, then they definitely aren't going to be ready for it.
True.
Now, if it's a truly voluntary thing, maybe they will be able to scale up in time. But, you know, dealing with all the new user complaints, dealing with all the issues, all the technical snafus for a centralized corporation is going to be a huge challenge. So there's going to be a big issue with making customers happy, making business owners happy here, and all of the things that are inevitably going to go wrong when you rely on just one corporation to service the needs of however many million potential customers.
Especially when that corporation is dealing with a Lightning Network, which is already confusing to people who are heavily into cryptocurrency.
So there's one more point here from the Guardian story, and then you've got something, Aria, to share on this topic as well. But a Colombian economist Daniel Munavar commented. He said the Bitcoin law essentially gambles with two public purses, that of the El Salvador government and of the IMF. It's one thing for an American to bet his stimulus check on cryptocurrency in the hope of big returns, but this is YOLO investing, which stands for you only live once, investing elevated to the national level, unquote. And then they point out about this Bitcoin beach thing that they apparently have in El Salvador.
I want to learn more about that sometime, because I had never heard about it prior to tonight.
Domingo Pina sells Minutas, cups of shaved ice flavored with fruit syrups on the beach. She says 1 out of 10 customers pay with Bitcoin, and she keeps most of that as an emergency spending fund for small purchases. She says, quote, the people from Bitcoin Beach explained the benefits and disadvantages of receiving crypto payments. It changed my mentality to investing, but I wouldn't keep too much money in Bitcoin. The price has gone up and down a lot recently. So there you have yet another example of at least a business owner who is willing to accept it and amazingly has 1 out of 10 customers paying with it.
That's a significant portion.
It is. And she does what a lot of the business owners do here in Keene, New Hampshire, here in the crypto mecca. They hold on to it because it's not the majority of her money. It's not the majority of her customers. It's a small minority, even in a place called Bitcoin Beach.
And I believe here in the crypto mecca that is Keene, all of the business owners who did this are happy about it.
Oh, I'm sure they are. At least if they're complaining, they're not complaining to me.
Yeah,
and
excellent
point. I'm one of the ones who helped set them up. So I think this is exciting. It's interesting. I do wish them the best, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's a botched job because they went with the Lightning Network, and it's going to screw up. And look, I haven't experimented with Lightning because everything I hear about it from people who I know personally. So it's not like I'm just going by some sort of rumor or whatever. Joel Valenzuela, who we've had on this show before, he's a big alternative cryptocurrency guy. He lives his life on cryptocurrency. And he's done so for like the last 5 years.
Nice.
He exclusively lives on cryptocurrency. Now, he uses some of the cheat codes. He'll buy, like gas cards online with cryptocurrency and then just go pay with the gas card at the gas pump. So,
sure.
Like, the gas corporation isn't getting crypto out of it. But still, for his purposes, he never touches fiat. He never touches the dollar, which is an amazing thing to be able to do. Well, he is really into crypto. He hosts his own show. In fact, if you listen over at LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network, his show is on there. He actually used to host a show that was all about Dash, but he kind of rebranded it. He stopped doing the Dash-only show, and he rebranded to Digital Cash Network. So he focuses on Bitcoin Cash and Dash and the new eCash and some of the other things that are out there, interviews people. And one of the things he talks a lot about is his experience with Lightning. And the reason why he has experience is because, you know, he's interested in using crypto for payments. So he wants to learn about Lightning because there's a lot of buzz.
I used it.
Yeah. You wanted to experiment with it, right?
Yep.
And he has had a difficult time as somebody who is an expert on cryptocurrency. There was he's got a Lightning node that he runs.
Wow.
So, like, he's into it, right? But only because he wants to learn about it, not because he's a huge fan of it, because so far it hasn't been that impressive to him. It's been difficult to deal with, and there have been problems and failures, and it doesn't seem like it's ready for prime time. And this, in El Salvador, is as close to prime time as Bitcoin has ever been.
Yeah, it wasn't ready two and a half years ago when I used the Lightning Network. I don't remember exactly. But I heard, you know, you could order Domino's online with Bitcoin by using the Lightning Network. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to look into this then.
Mm-hmm. It was limited, right?
Oh, man, it was so limited. You had to get one particular deal. You could only get two toppings. You couldn't customize it or anything like that. You couldn't add drinks to it. It was horrifyingly limited.
So it was a
proof
of concept. It was just some Lightning fanatic who made an intermediary website. It wasn't like you were going to Domino's website. You were going to some guy's site, and then he was placing the order on your behalf, which you would then pay in Lightning.
Yes.
Right.
Essentially. And It took me probably the better part of an hour and a half to do all of this. Probably 3 hours if you count the block confirmations, because Bitcoin's kind of slow.
Because first you have to set up the wallet, and you have to send money into it, or you have to send Bitcoin into it, and then you have to set up a channel or something.
Yeah, and I didn't want to send a lot, so it turns out the initial amount that I sent, it was only enough to establish the connection with that channel, so I had to send more and wait on more, and then some of it got locked in there permanently, and it's still locked in there permanently, probably, I don't know. But it's a mess, man.
Yeah, so this is not ready for prime time, but that's what they're trying to do to it. They're trying to shove this thing out there, and
that's what Bitcoin maximalists do.
It could get really ugly, and it could be bad for, like, the PR of Bitcoin. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. Maybe you want to make a prediction as to what you think is going to happen with El Salvador making Bitcoin legal tender alongside the U.S. dollar, which they made the dollar legal tender back in 2001, so it's been going on for about 20 years. There's no fiat currency, at least as far as official of the El Salvadoran government anymore. There was in the past, but that's when they changed that in 2001.
Probably a successful change.
I think so. It definitely took power out of the hands of the Salvadoran state.
True.
Because if you aren't using your own legal, if you're not using your own fiat currency as a government, you have a limited amount of ability to tax. You have to actually tax people. You can't just turn on the printing presses. And you can't call your buddies at the Federal Reserve because they don't care.
Yep.
I'm sure the Federal Reserve appreciates that they're using the dollar.
Sure.
But they don't get to say, hey, print mas. You know, that's not going to work. They do that in Venezuela because Venezuela still has the bolivar. And by the way, they're going to knock six zeros off the end of the bolivar coming up in October because they are doing hyperinflation.
And they don't seem to learn that knocking zeros off doesn't do anything to help.
Yeah, it's a crazy situation. I'm sure we'll talk about that as October gets closer. But we've been talking about what's going to happen tomorrow because, I mean, it's not going to all happen tomorrow. But tomorrow is the first official day when the government of El Salvador is rolling out their own government Bitcoin wallet called Chivo. And they're going to incentivize people to adopt this with $30 worth of free Bitcoin.
Yep, I mean, it's just...
But it's probably going to be on the Lightning Network, which means it's probably going to be pretty confusing. It's going to be centralized. It's going to be prone to error. And it could be a national nightmare for people who are actually trying to adopt Bitcoin. For people that, because apparently 9 out of 10 people, according to a survey recently in El Salvador, 9 out of 10 El Salvadorans want this law repealed. Now, that may be because they believe that it is a mandate to accept cryptocurrency.
Well, it is a mandate. The president's just saying, oh, yes, we're not going to actually enforce it. But it is, in fact, a mandate.
It is written as a mandate. You're correct about that. And so if this president doesn't want to enforce it, maybe the next one will.
Yeah.
Right? So you never really know. What's it going to look like? How's this going to shake out? Let's talk a little bit more about this guy.
Yeah, because he seems to me like a Bitcoin maximalist. And I don't know anything about him other than the fact that he just mandated Bitcoin to be used across his entire country that he's in charge of. He's also a fan of the Lightning Network, and he acts like a statist.
And define Bitcoin maximalist.
It's someone who finds only Bitcoin is a valuable cryptocurrency, and all of the others are just offshoots that are unworthy of mention.
Mm-hmm.
Believing that, you know, the Lightning Network solves all of the problems that Bitcoin has, when in actuality it doesn't.
It's basically a cultist. It's somebody who believes Bitcoin is the one true crypto and no other crypto shall ever challenge it. Nothing else is, everything else is an S coin.
And to them, Bitcoin is an asset more than it is a currency.
Mm-hmm.
They only care about making Bitcoin more valuable at whatever cost.
Which is an interesting point because a lot of these Bitcoin maximalists have never spent it.
Right, because they're hodlers. Right.
They have first of all, they probably never had an opportunity to spend it because they don't live in, you know, New Hampshire and they don't have a bunch of local businesses that accept it. But even if they did, they still wouldn't spend it because, as you say, they're holding on to it. They believe
in it. And they probably wouldn't know how to spend it.
Sure.
Because to them, that's not what it's about.
But they do still believe that, in theory, they will be able to spend it someday when the Lightning Network finally, you know, takes over and everybody wants to use it. And that's what they're trying to cram down the throats of the El Salvadorans, basically.
Yes. And as we've been talking about this week, El Salvador is going to become the first country to accept Bitcoin as legal tender. But the rollout of cryptocurrency has been upstaged by a more urgent concern, a series of withering attacks by Bukele and his ruling party on El Salvador's three-decade-old democracy. In recent days, Bukele loyalists on the Supreme Court systematically cleared the way for him to seek re-election in 2024, despite a constitutional ban on consecutive presidential terms.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so apparently he's done his time and he's not supposed to be allowed to run again. Meanwhile, his supporters in the assembly passed a law to remove one-third of the nation's judges and prosecutors, an apparent response to Bukele's public calls for a, quote, purge of the judicial branch. Local and international critics have decried the actions as part of a broader power grab that began in May when Bukele's party violated El Salvador's constitution by ousting the attorney general and several members of the Supreme Court. So he doesn't act like someone who cares about cryptocurrency out of principle.
And well, his principle is power.
Yes. And right. You wouldn't expect that from someone who cares about the decentralization of finance and restoring a person's financial freedom to them.
Well, and that's the thing, as some of the news stories that have been done on the Crypto 6 recently, we had a nice feature at The Verge.
And we had a very nice feature at The Verge.
And another one, which is also good, over at New York Magazine. And one of the things I really enjoyed about those stories is it focused on how different the activism is here in New Hampshire than it is in places like, you know, El Salvador or Miami or, you know, these big maximalist events where it's all about hold, number go up. Yeah. And it's all about number go up, and it's all about let's integrate this into the existing financial system and let's become part of the existing financial system. Whereas here and within the Liberty crypto community, it's all about empowering the individual, undermining the old financial system, and giving people money that they are in control of. And that's a totally different viewpoint. This Bukele guy is clearly part of that first group.
I have to come to that conclusion, yeah. He's 40, and he's been held as a visionary by Bitcoin backers around the world.
Oh, they love this guy.
I'm sure they do, because he's one of them. He's a maximalist. He's now,
and he has power, and these guys worship power. They want to be in the halls of power. They want to be the banks.
They do. And it's terrifying, and they're the ones getting the press coverage,
and they're trying to be the banks, and the banks aren't happy about it. That's a whole other story.
Kraken, all of them, they want to be banks. He's been held as a visionary, but he's now simultaneously an international pariah. Small protests were held Sunday in the capital, San Salvador, said U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price in a statement that the nation's, quote, decline in democratic governance damages the relationship that the United States strives to maintain with the government of El Salvador and further erodes El Salvador's international image as a democratic and trustworthy partner in the region. So U.S. officials aren't particularly happy with Bukele because of his power grabs. At a news conference Saturday, Gene Mains, the top U.S. official in El Salvador, called the nation, quote, a democracy in decline. Are they leveling the same criticism at Australia? And compared Bukele to the late Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez, who, like other Latin American autocrats before and after him, used his popularity with voters to mask a systematic dismantling of democratic checks and balances.
Yeah, that's definitely not a compliment to compare somebody to Hugo Chavez.
No, certainly not. Like Bukele, whose approval rating has hovered around 90%, Chavez had broad voter support when he began stacking courts in his favor and pushed a constitutional change that abolished presidential term limits, just like Bukele just did.
So he's playing this the same playbook, it sounds like.
It sounds like it. He tightened his grip on power, jailing critics, which Bukele also has done.
That's right.
As Venezuela careened toward economic disaster. Bukele, a former marketing executive, used his social media savvy to win election in 2019. And that's pretty much all they have to say about it. It goes on with some of his examples of corruption.
I'm sure are rife.
Yeah, but
as you would expect with any president. And that was one of the most disturbing parts about this whole Bitcoin El Salvador launch, was how chummy a lot of these Bitcoin people were being with this guy. Like, he's their buddy. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are climbing for the 11th consecutive day. Today's AAA survey of stations across the United States shows the national average for regular is up to $3.188 a gallon. That's up 0.3 cents over Sunday and nearly as high as it was a month ago before prices started softening for a couple of weeks. Over 7 million Americans are losing their unemployment benefits this Labor Day as the pandemic unemployment insurance expires today. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh telling NBC News there are still some options out there.
We've allowed governors across the country, if they need to look at using CARES money, using rescue plan money to extend the unemployment benefit in their state if they need to. The rate is different all across the country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The State Department is facing questions about flights from Afghanistan now that the United States military is gone. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty joins Fox News and says the situation is a result of a poor withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We should have never let a calendar drive it. We shouldn't let local domestic politics drive it. That's the perception overseas. We should have been driving this based on the conditions on the ground, and that's not what happened here.
The superintendent of the Chicago Police Department is condemning the violence against young people in the city over the Labor Day weekend.
Stay away from children if you want to live that life. You're harming this community. You're harming these families. And we will be relentless in pursuing you.
David Brown saying the community's priority should be protecting innocent children. At least 4 people have been killed since Friday night and about 50 others wounded in shootings across Chicago. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Saying thanks to RV Chris, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. RV Chris contributing $10 a month to the AMP program to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to get us on more radio stations around the country, to bring more internet listeners on board, to expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there, ampamp.freetalklive.com. It's Ian and Aria in the studio tonight. We're talking all things El Salvador. Not a particularly interesting country to us prior to this summer, but a few months ago they announced that they were going to start accepting Bitcoin as legal tender, that the government of El Salvador is officially anointing Bitcoin alongside the U.S. dollar, which is the most noteworthy aspect of this. That's what's newsworthy, but then once you start digging, things get really ugly.
Yeah, man, this dude, he's a piece of work, man. Some of his statements here are, he telegraphed the fact that he wanted to be a dictator and do away with democracy as far back as he started running for election, as far as I can tell.
Well, it's not a surprise. I mean, he is a politician.
Yeah, but we, at least in the United States, don't typically have politicians who openly say they want to do away with democracy.
Sure. That's true.
He's repeatedly said that radical changes are necessary to improve life in El Salvador, calling the 1992 peace agreement that ended the country's bloody civil war and established its representative democracy a farce. Democracy was a pantomime, he said, during a recent address to Congress, accusing the politicians before him, interestingly enough, of only being interested in self-enrichment. When the changes aren't cosmetic, you have to...
I am not a politician interested in self-enrichment. I'm here for the people!
Yes, but he's a Bitcoin maximalist interested in self-enrichment. So it's just interesting Freudian slip on his part. I don't understand his next quote. When the changes aren't cosmetic, you have to cut the problems at their root. Needed some context to understand that. He and others have speculated, oh, I'm sorry, I skipped over someone. Manuel Melendez, a Harvard University professor, said the diagnosis of problems wasn't necessarily wrong, but throwing away democratic institutions is not the answer and can never be the answer. He and others, I have no love for democracy either, to be clear. He and others have speculated.
You're saying that.
Yes,
personally,
sorry.
I agree with you. Two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner.
Yeah, that's all democracy is. But this professor and others have speculated about the timing of Bukele's recent power grabs just days before El Salvador officially adopts Bitcoin. There's a clear sense that the timing has a lot to do with distracting attention away from the Bitcoin rollout.
You're talking about the Supreme Court deciding that he can get elected again?
Yes.
Despite previous prohibitions on that?
Plus arresting, you know, the person who criticized him and... What was the other thing he did? I don't remember now. Oh, getting a third of the judicial branch basically just unconstitutionally removed from office.
Mm.
In June, Bukele pushed a law through Congress, drafted in part by the American chief executive of a Bitcoin-based cash application. It's never good when that sort of thing happens. When a private company drafts a legislation and is like, hey, push this law through Congress, it'll be fine.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that the private company that helped author the legislation was none other than Strike, which is the Lightning payments network that Bitcoin is running on the Bitcoin Lightning network that is the government's official partner in all of this.
It doesn't say who wrote the legislation, but I'm willing to bet it was Strike.
Who else could it have been? Who else benefits? Follow the money, right?
Right. I mean, this is how the Federal Reserve Act in the United States got written back in 1913. It was by a bunch of bankers on an island with a senator, and then he came along and he presented it, and it became law. So now businesses will be required to accept the digital currency for goods and services by September the 7th. The law leaves the U.S. dollar as the country's other official currency. Bukele has said the plan will empower Salvadorans, most of whom don't use banks, by giving them access to digital transactions and will be a cheaper alternative to Western Union. But critics say Bitcoin's extreme...
Which is true, if it were, you know, truly a free choice, and if it were, like, actually being used on the Bitcoin network or some of these other cryptocurrencies instead of Lightning, which will likely be an absolute nightmare.
It's not going to be fun.
I mean, I'll give him credit. He talks a good game, like a lot of politicians, right? Like, they talk a good game. Here's a tweet from his most recent tweet. I'm using Google Translate on it because it's in Spanish, but... Like all innovation, the process of Bitcoin in El Salvador has a learning curve. Every road to the future is like this, and not everything will be achieved in a day or in a month. But we must break the paradigms of the past. El Salvador has the right to advance toward the first world. Bravo! I mean, that's a great statement. If only it weren't the government teaming up with a private corporation to force this crap down people's throats.
Yeah, almost anything would have been better than the Lightning Network, man.
Yeah. That's not the road to the future. That's another government mandate.
But supposedly, under the new law, customers can pay for anything from a soda to federal taxes using a variety of smartphone apps created for small Bitcoin transactions. They're referring to Lightning Network transactions. Mm-hmm. The law established a $150 million government trust fund.
We covered that.
We covered the vast majority of the rest of this.
Yeah, what I thought was interesting was the second to last paragraph of the story that the government of El Salvador recently expelled two foreign journalists who worked with the Salvadoran news organization El Faro, which has conducted several investigations into Bukele, the president of the country, including one revealing that his government had offered perks to the nation's gangs in exchange for a reduction in violence. So they're giving gangs benefits in some way if they cut down the violence. Bukele's government has launched money laundering investigations against the news organization as a result, and several other media outlets that he has
accused. That's pretty typical for an autocrat, right?
Yeah.
Media wants to investigate me? No, get out.
This doesn't seem like a country that has any sort of concern for freedom of the press at all.
No, so they certainly don't care about freedom of the press or financial freedom or anything like that. None of that seems to be motivating this.
Which is why I was saying this is so disturbing to see Bitcoiners, these Bitcoin maximalists, cozying up with this guy. Like, hanging out with him and acting like he's this cool guy and, oh, he's our friend. He's not the friend of freedom. And Bitcoin used to be all about financial freedom.
It still is. They just don't know it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're motivated by the wrong reasons, so they're pushing it for the wrong reasons. But ultimately, Bitcoin is about financial freedom, and that's not something they can change. They can't centralize Bitcoin. They can do these little things like the Lightning Network and things like that, but Bitcoin itself cannot be centralized. They can't take control of it. So it's always going to be about personal freedom.
It should be that way, but there's so much of this state-approved apparatus that's being built up around it. The message is getting lost, at least from the Bitcoin people. The Bitcoiners are not advocating personal freedom beyond number go up and having the personal freedom of being rich.
But that's what Bitcoin does by default. It provides personal economic freedom to a person.
Sure.
So if they promote Bitcoin and more people get into it, then more people have personal financial freedom, even if that's not what the Bitcoiners intended.
This is true. And Bitcoin is going to...
So they're doing work for us without even realizing it.
And Bitcoin is going to succeed and or fail, and I think it's most likely to continue succeeding, with or without El Salvador. So
yeah.
I don't think ultimately it's going to... I don't think the failure of this experiment is going to sink Bitcoin. I don't think it's going to really do anything to hurt it at all. I think this can only really help Bitcoin in any way, shape, or form, but I think the PR could become really bad, especially in El Salvador, if Lightning Network is screwing up, if the Strike, payments company is just botching it up and, screwing up customer service. It's going to leave a real bad taste in people's mouths. And then when somebody comes along and says, oh, no, that wasn't real Bitcoin. This is real Bitcoin. People are going to be like, adios.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
But, Bitcoin is a whole lot bigger than El Salvador.
Yeah, it is. Hey, we got more coming up here. If you want to jump in, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. What about a New York City Bitcoin city? We'll tell you about that coming up.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, moments remain here, enough time for you. If you want to join us now, the number is 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian
and Aria.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a social media website. It's what they call Mastodon. It's basically kind of like Twitter. Actually, it's a lot like Twitter. It's just not Twitter. It's not run by some big mega tech corporation that has total control over what you get to say. We run the company, or not company, we run the server, there's no company.
Yeah.
We run the server, and you get to use it and express yourself way better, more so, more freely than you do on places like Twitter and Facebook. Go to social.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there, and you can toot instead of tweet over on our social site. Check it out at social.freetalklive.com. And I said recently, what I do is I post on social.freetalklive.com, and then I have a website called IFTTT, it stands for If This Then That, that automatically posts that over to my Twitter account.
Right.
And even though I've got more than three times or about three times as many followers on Twitter than I do on Mastodon, because I've had that account for 10 years,
sure,
I get more engagement and more retweets or whatever on Mastodon these days.
Nice.
Yeah. So that line has been crossed, which is pretty awesome.
I have someone else handling my Twitter at the moment. I don't know how to
use it.
Right. And I had IFTTT to set up to go through Telegram rather than Mastodon. I hadn't gotten around to setting it up as you have it yet. So,
yeah. Well, I actually had to turn off my re-telegramming because I had IFTTT going to both Twitter and Telegram. Mm-hmm. I have permission to use Twitter, but not Telegram. So I had to turn that off so it didn't look like I was using Telegram to post my post to Telegram, even though it would have been me, technically. It would have been this robot on this website, but
yeah,
I programmed the robot, I guess, so technically you could argue it was me. So that's why if anybody follows me on Telegram, you haven't seen an update since March 15th.
But I have been posting. The best place to see them is over at social.freetalklive.com, which is where I post to first and foremost. That's where everything goes first. It's the longest location. You get more characters there than you do on Twitter. So if I post long, you get to read the whole thing.
It's 1,776 characters, isn't it?
That's if you don't post from, like, an app. Most of the apps are going to still limit you to 500. But that's still twice what you get on Twitter. So check it out at social.freetalklive.com. We have Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Hey there.
Glad you're on the line still for us.
That's what we do.
And I want to bring up the word democracy. Demo, I think, is the people, right? It's a prefix for Latin prefix for the people, right?
Sounds believable. No,
what has occurred, just like in many other cases, is the words have been modified to add majoritarian to, you know, what ought to, you know, precede democracy. I think that if you're going to talk about majoritarian democracies, then you're going to talk about that. And
well, if you wanted to find out the will of the people, what other mechanism would you have than to basically poll and see what the majority want?
Well, I would take it down to the individual level of self-governance.
That would be the ideal. But to answer your question,
that's ruled by the person. That's self-ruled by the individual.
An autocracy, I think, is another term for that. But I think that, you know, you could say a supermajority instead of just a simple majority. You could say 90% is required to pass a law or something like that. And that would be
so then
a lot better.
Nine wolves eating one sheep.
And we have to actually look at the body of law now. And, you know, almost all of it violates some constitutional provision of limitation of government. You know,
thing didn't really work out real well.
No, it absolutely didn't, because, you know, people just allowed the authorities to have their way. I mean, look.
Well, the people didn't really, and this was one of the most eye-opening things I ever read from Murray Rothbard, is that in the Constitution, in the Supreme Court, we gave the state the power to determine what the state was and was not allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the state is always going to side on it's okay for the state to do a thing. So people have this belief that the Supreme Court is a separate part of government that's not really part of the state, but no, it's part of the state. The Supreme Court is the state.
And the actual governors are supposed to be the individual people. And they're the final say. And we need to take a withdrawal of consent and apply it in some sort of a significant minority faction to let them know that they're no longer the rightful governors, because
happened earlier this year. There was the Committee of Safety that went to the State House. They had their own declaration. It's like a new Declaration of Independence that was read aloud. It took like 20 minutes to read the thing in front of the State House. Dozens of people signed it. They took it down to the governor's office and gave him a copy, and then they took it down to the Department of so-called Justice and gave them a copy. And you know what? They haven't listened. They just don't care. They're going to keep doing what they're going to do. What needs to happen is people need to refuse to consent and refuse to obey, and we're not to the point yet where people are upset enough. We're not to the point where people are willing to, let's say, not pay property taxes.
Bad Slave, you mentioned withdrawing consent. I would love to withdraw consent, but I never gave consent in the first place.
Yeah, me neither. And I've told them before, and thanks for the call, Bad Slave. I've told them in court. Like, hey, you know, I'm using Article 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution, which, for listeners that don't know, is actually the right to revolution. That's literally what Article 10 is. It is written as the right of revolution, and they don't care. They don't care that I don't consent. They don't care that I'm in a state of throwing off the shackles of the government, because they don't care what's written down in their documents. They do whatever it is they want to do. Now, there is some interesting news. We talked earlier about the independence movement here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
We're going to likely be hearing more about that over the coming weeks as two state representatives, at least two, there may be as many as 10. There's a rumor that as many as 10 have agreed in private to sign on to this.
Doing that publicly is different, though.
It will be different, so we'll see how many of them actually sign on to it. But we're expecting a minimum of two of them to file a bill that will give people the opportunity if it passes. So there's that part. We have to get through over 60% of the vote. So not just a simple majority, but a larger majority.
I want to hear representatives and senators explain, though, why they don't think the people of New Hampshire should be allowed to vote.
Yeah, well, they're going to get to that because this thing's going to get filed. And you can go to nhexit.us to learn more about what's been going on. We've got the full planning sessions. They've all been public. All of the four different meetings we've had so far have all been recorded and publicly released. There's already some people freaking out about it. And speaking of people freaking out, according to @FreeStateNH on Twitter, this is the official Free State Project Twitter account, which has just been killing it recently since Jeremy Kaufman from Odyssey and Library took over.
He's awesome.
Leaked secret organizing email from a progressive organization. This month's Kent Street Coalition, this is a quote from the leaked email. Kent Street Coalition meeting focuses our attention on the threat to municipal elections from the Free State Movement. Rennie Cushing, who is one of the leading representatives on the left, will describe the profound Free State influence on the legislature. Profound influence on the legislature.
Awesome.
This is a secret email that was leaked out. This is what the statists are saying about the Free State Project, that we are having a profound influence. They're bringing mayors and candidates from around the state to describe what is happening in their local elections. And they will describe ways in which these leftist groups can work to combat the Free State takeover attempt.
The Free State wants to take over so you can be left alone.
Well, these are people who don't want to leave you alone. These are people who are very upset
that they may lose power.
They are losing power. They're fighting with Free Staters. They're not just up against normal Republicans anymore. This is a serious problem for them.
They're up against tranny Satanists now.
Think for a moment. Think hard. Think for a long time if you need to. Where else are liberty-minded activists having this kind of impact? Where are people on the left or the right, people in the state of power, complaining about libertarians? It doesn't happen anywhere outside of New Hampshire. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more.
In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.